John, with Leonard Floyd, other than the weight, what do you sense are his initial challenges to getting up to speed and getting ready at this level?
You know, like all young guys, just kind of get comfortable, you know, with what we're teaching them, whether it's scheme or technique. You know, I think all these guys, you know, gain weight. I think we all do with age. I think that'll just happen. We're more concerned with, you know, really getting him ready mentally and technically, you know, in our systems more so than the other stuff will take care of itself.
John, when it comes to using a backfield by committee, what's involved in the process for you? How to use these guys, when to use these guys, and figuring out the type of rotation that you want to use?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest part is just kind of settling in on two guys typically in the rotation, who they are, what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then situationally use them. Or it could be even just as far as, you know, whoever's got a hot hand, you know, as far as, you know, in the game, course of a game. But, yeah, I think it's hard to get through a season with one back, you know, from a health standpoint when you got 11 guys, you know, chasing a guy around trying to whack him. You know, so that'll, you know, we've still got a lot of time to decide those things.
So is that like an open competition? You don't want to pencil in like Jeremy Langford as the starter?
Well, I don't want to not pencil or pencil. You know, just let him compete and then let that sort itself out.
With Dave Ragone, how's he fit in with the group, and what can you tell that he brings to the room? I know it's early. But...
Well, I think, you know, he's he play the game. You know, sometimes that can be important. I think he's, you know, attacked the coaching profession. I think that's a little different than being a player. You know, I think he's done a good job, you know, at the places he's been, at different levels and different places. Was very impressed with him, and, you know, I'm sure he's going to do a great job.
You've had some guys, you know, your offensive coordinator the last two, who didn't play at the pro level. What's the advantage? I mean, do players, is it a respect thing from current players?
You know, I can't speak to that. I mean, I think, you know, through my career, I've had some guys that have played the game and coached, and had a bunch of guys that haven't played and were really good coaches. So, at the end of the day, it's still a transition. You're still a coach, and some guys are better at it than others.
It's another day of watching these guys help enlighten the coaching staff of what you're getting from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important for us, too. This is practice for us as coaches, getting out here. I think part of the off-season conditioning and off-season programs, you know, are to get us back into the groove as far as, you know, coaching, things we're doing. The staff changes typically every year, much like, you know, your football team does. So, you know, we're out here to get better ourselves.
Yeah.
After Antrell Roll was released, he was in a couple of interviews real critical of the field conditions, kind of blamed it for his injury. What are your thoughts on what he said of the field conditions?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, again, we're trying to get better at everything, including our fields. So I think they're in a lot better shape this time this year than they were a year ago. And, you know, anytime you come in and, you know, trying to create a winning culture, I think the list is long, and, you know, I think we're trying to improve in all areas.
Did you voice any complaints earlier, or any other players voice their concerns about the field last year?
Nothing that comes to mind, no.
What are you doing different to get the field better?
Just putting more time into it, more effort. We've resodded, done quite a bit of stuff, and our guys are working very hard to make it better. You know, I think it was pretty worn down. I think it was a pretty brutal winter, I think, the year before. So, you know, we had some catch-up to do. Obviously, the warm weather, when it does hit, is helpful.
John, last year, Vic had to work with a lot of personnel that was left over from the previous regime, not necessarily suited for the 3-4, not brought in for the 3-4. What does it do now for Vic that he has a lot of his own 3-4 personnel for this defense?
Well, I think, you know, in year two, you know, a lot of times there's a big jump, you know, from freshmen and sophomores, or year one, year two. You know, just in the scheme. I mean, two of our outside backers a year ago were coming off of major injuries and, you know, really didn't even have an off season, and they were making a transition from a, you know, 4-3 ends earlier in their career to, you know, kind of acclimating to a 3-4 outside linebacker. It's Lamar Houston and Willie Young. So I think, you know, they're going to have a full off season this time around. So I think really everybody out there, I mean, we're kind of new at inside linebacker because we've got two new guys in free agency that we brought in, that there'll be some growing pains. But, you know, I think it's the same thing every year. You know, you start from square one, everybody 0-0, and, you know, I think we've tried to improve our talent level, and we'll see where it brings us.